The film opens at night in a dense forest where two individuals are in hiding. Suddenly, one of them detects some sounds and cautiously investigates with his machete. Without warning, they face an assault by mysterious creatures. In the midst of this chaos, a young man named Number 3 is desperately fleeing from a terrifying monster. Tragically, he gets captured by the Mogadorian leader, who forcibly removes his necklace and kills him instantly. The young man disintegrates into the air. The leader adorns himself with the necklace, indicating that this isn't his first conquest. The scene then transitions to John Smith, also known as Number 4. He's seen enjoying a beach day with his friends. Later, while swimming with a girl, his leg starts to emit a glowing light, causing him excruciating pain. During this episode, he has a vision of Number 3 cautioning him about a looming threat. Onlookers witness this bizarre event and record John's odd behavior, labeling him as an oddity. John awakens on the beach to find Henry, his guardian, beside him. John and Number 3 are exceptional youths with extraordinary abilities, each paired with a protector whose sole purpose is to shield them from deadly threats. Henri, noticing the injury on John's leg, discerns the demise of Number 3. In a haste, Henri ushers John away from their seaside abode, ensuring to obliterate any photos linking him to his friends. On their journey, John reveals their origins. He, along with 8 other uniquely talented children, fled Lorien following its invasion by the Mogadorians, or Mogs, the hairless extraterrestrials encountered earlier. The Mogs are bound to eliminate these children in sequential order, and the scars on John's leg signify the end of numbers 1, 2, and 3. Now, as the next in line, John becomes their primary target. Henry provides him with a new alias, emphasizing the need for concealment. They settle on relocating to a secluded residence in Paradise, Ohio, for safety. In their new home, John notices a poster of a football hero named Bernie Kosar. Unbeknownst to them, a tiny lizard stealthily follows them into the house. Henry's priority is to erase John's digital footprint, preventing the Mogs from tracking him. However, their attention is abruptly diverted by an eerie sound outside. The lizard transforms into a dog, and John, taking a liking to the creature, names it Bernie Kosar. Henry initially disapproves of keeping the dog, but John persuades him by emphasizing its harmless nature. That same evening, Henri discreetly conceals a mysterious box inside a wall clock, a secret unknown to John. This box, a legacy from John's late father, is meant for him, but only at an appropriate time. Meanwhile, Number 6 arrives at their previous dwelling in search of John, only to find it deserted. In an unexpected turn, she incinerates the bungalow, revealing her immunity to fire in the process. The following day, John, despite the risks, insists on attending school. He pledges to remain low profile, and Henri, though hesitant, provides him with a phone and permits him to go. John discovers that the dog has trailed him to school. While waiting for his schedule, he becomes captivated by Sarah, who's in the principal's office for covertly photographing a teacher. The school staff assigns Sarah to guide John to his locker. During this time, Henri tries to contact John, but receives no response. At school, John encounters Mark and his friends. Observing Mark's bullying behavior towards a geeky student named Sam, John intervenes, returning Sam's skateboard and forming a new friendship. After school, John witnesses Sam being harassed once more by Mark. In a moment of anger, John forcefully hurls a ball at one of Mark's companions, causing him to fall. During this time, John notices Sarah's growing interest in him, evidenced by her covertly taking his photos from afar. Later, he finds a website where Sarah has compiled all her photography, including a series dedicated to him. In an effort to keep John's presence concealed, Henry meticulously deletes all of John's pictures from the website. Concurrently, the Mogadorians uncover that Number 4 is alive, after stumbling upon the remnants of the burned bungalow. The following day at school, John's palms suddenly emit a powerful light beam, known as Lumen. Sensing the activation of this power through a similar light in the watch, Henri hurries to the school. John, in a state of panic, retreats to the janitor's room, attempting to extinguish the light. Henri arrives just in time, calming John and explaining that this event signifies the onset of his superpower's manifestation. Back at the mansion, Henri informs John that his abilities will enhance, making him stronger and faster, but he must learn to control them. He advises John against returning to school until he has mastered these powers. Fascinated by his newfound ability, John reveals it to Bernie Kosar, the dog, and then sneaks out through a window. Experimenting with his powers, he astonishingly throws a stone beyond the ozone layer and performs remarkably agile jumps. Meanwhile, the Mogadorian commander is seen purchasing an assortment of items from a grocery store, which he then feeds to his large and unusual beasts. Shifting back to John, he unexpectedly encounters Sarah on the street, and they go for a walk. During their stroll, they see Sam with his stepfather across the street. Sarah invites John to her home for dinner, where he meets her family and learns about her passion for photography. Her parents suggest they visit the town's night carnival. After dinner in Sarah's room, John discovers her scrapbook, which reveals her reluctance to be photographed herself. However, their time is interrupted when Bernie Kosar, John's dog, appears outside, barking incessantly, prompting John to leave abruptly. Mark, the school bully, watches John leave with a jealous gaze. The next day, Sam confronts John about the strange occurrence with his hands in class, but John remains tight-lipped. Sam warns him to steer clear of Sarah, just as pink paint, rigged by Mark, explodes from their lockers, ruining a cherished photo of Sam with his biological father. Enraged, Sam lunges at Mark. John feels the glow in his palms re-emerging, but manages to control it and walks away. In the bathroom, while cleaning up, Sam confides in John about his real father, who was fascinated with aliens and mysteriously vanished. Sam believes his father was abducted by aliens. Later, John sees Sarah in the school hallway, but chooses to distance himself. Henri, delving into the mystery surrounding Sam's father, ventures into an old factory where the latter conducted experiments. Here, he uncovers enigmatic symbols on a column and discovers a peculiar glowing rock, identified as a locator. Taking it back home, Henry starts examining it closely. Meanwhile, John, in his room, receives an invitation from Sarah to join her at an event. At the Spring Scream Festival, Sarah confides in John about her past relationship with Mark and how Mark spitefully divulged all her secrets post-breakup. The pair then enjoy a spine-chilling carriage ride through the forest. Upon reaching Hell's Gate, an area of the festival, they are ambushed by Mark and his gang. They assault John and abduct Sarah, taking her to Mark. Unbeknownst to them, Sam is secretly observing the entire ordeal. In this dire situation, John is compelled to unleash his powers. He manages to save Sarah, and in the process, nearly breaks Max's arm. After ensuring Sarah's safety back home, the two share a kiss. John discovers his enhanced strength when he accidentally breaks a lamppost with his hand. Feeling a need to confide in someone, John visits Sam's house and divulges his extraterrestrial origins to him, validating Sam's beliefs about his father's alien theories. John cautions Sam to keep his extraterrestrial identity a secret for safety reasons, and Sam concurs. The next day, the local sheriff, who is revealed to be Mark's father, confronts John at his home. The sheriff accuses John of assaulting Mark, but John denies any involvement, claiming he wasn't aware of the situation. Henry, observing John's growing adeptness with his abilities, feels a sense of pride. However, their situation becomes precarious when a video of John writhing in pain in the ocean surfaces online and goes viral. Henry urges them to leave immediately as he is unable to remove the video from the internet. John, now deeply in love with Sarah, defiantly refuses to leave and ends up arguing with Henri, leading to a physical altercation. Shortly afterwards, Henri is kidnapped. John, accompanied by Sam, sets out to rescue him. At the specified location, John instructs Sam to tail a man while he stealthily enters the house. Inside, he finds numerous newspaper clippings about missing persons and eventually locates Henri, who is incapacitated. Their captors are revealed to be two conspiracy theorists working for the Mogadorians. The Mogadorians suddenly burst in and attacks. John and Sam manage to escape, but not before the alien confronts Henri. During their escape, Sam misplaces the car key, prompting John to use his powers to start the vehicle. Tragically, as they are about to leave, the alien reappears and fatally wounds Henri. As they flee, Henri entrusts John with a special knife and a tracker, disclosing that Sam's father used the locator rock to track the surviving children of Lorien. Henri implores John to unite with his kind, as their collective strength is crucial to thwart the Mogadorians. Henri succumbs to his injuries, leaving John with his final directive. Meanwhile, the frustrated aliens, failing to capture John, locate and execute the conspiracy theorists with a lethal device for their failure. Amidst the escalating chaos, local sheriffs raid John's residence, labeling him a terrorist. Sarah, growing increasingly suspicious, confronts John about his true identity. During their drive, Sam reveals he possesses another fragment of the locator rock his father found while searching for extraterrestrial life in Mexico. Sam, with Bernie's assistance, retrieves the rock from its hiding spot. Meanwhile, John visits Sarah's house to clarify things and bid farewell. However, their moment is interrupted as police surround the house, trapping John and Sarah on the roof. In a dramatic turn, Sarah falls off the roof, but John saves her using his telekinesis. He showcases this power again by lifting a police car with the same ability, enabling their escape to the school. Simultaneously, the Mogadorians, arriving in a convoy, confront Mark and his father, forcefully demanding Mark lead them to John. Sam informs John about the Mogadorians surrounding the school. As they attempt to flee, Number 6, also known as Jane, arrives with a specialized weapon to combat the aliens. A fierce battle ensues, with Jane swiftly taking down two aliens. The Mogadorians release their flying lizards, and Bernie shockingly transforms into a formidable beast, startling Sam. The duo reunites, but a monstrous creature wreaks havoc in the school. Bernie bravely assists John in fighting the creature, eventually defeating the flying lizard, though Bernie is gravely injured and reverts to his dog form. During a critical moment, an overwhelmed Jane requests John to empower her with his luminous energy. Together, they defeat the remaining Mogadorian. The trio, John, Jane, and Sam, then confront the commander and another beast on the soccer field. Utilizing their combined powers, Jane and John overpower the guards and nearly vanquish the commander. However, Jane is ensnared by the monster. John aids her, eventually eliminating the commander in a massive explosion, surviving thanks to Jane's fireproof ability. Subsequently, they successfully connect the blue rocks, revealing the whereabouts of the remaining Lorian children. Unexpectedly, Mark appears, delivering Henry's mysterious box to John. Sam decides to join their team, and John shares a final kiss with Sarah. Injured, but alive, Bernie reappears, and together, they all leave the town. The end. Thank you.